It's the radio segment that's bragging on social media that he just hooked up with Flo from Progressive Insurance.
Oh, wow.
And now he's wearing her makeup. It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other duck muffins just don't. This first laser story is out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. The other day, 19-year-old Antoinette Froland was at a gas station when she went inside the convenience store area. She didn't see the clerk immediately, so she walked behind the counter and stole two packs of cigarettes.
Not her fault. Nobody was there to check her out.
I thought she was going to ask for help. That's not my instinct. Oh, I don't see anyone here. Quick! Yeah. Cigarettes!
It turns out an employee actually was there.
Oh, crazy that the store was open and an employee was there.
In the back?
He did see her do it, but when he tried to stop her, Antoinette pushed him out of the way, grabbed four rolls of Mentos, and walked out.
Ain't nobody gonna touch anything.
I feel like it is a Mentos commercial for some reason.
The Fresh Maker.
Yes.
But that'd be so great.
I don't know what she was thinking because she didn't have a getaway car.
So she just kept walking.
So after stealing the Mentos, she left the parking lot and instead decided to steal an ambulance that was parked around the corner.
There was no one in the ambulance, too.
And that's definitely the inconspicuous vehicle that you want to go to, an ambulance. Unfortunately for her, she didn't know how to operate it. And I guess the Mentos didn't help with that either. So when the cops showed up, Antoinette was still inside the ambulance, which was not moving, but all the lights and sirens were flashing on and off.
Oh, that's what I'd be doing.
That was actually her goal the whole time. I've always wanted to see what it felt like to push that button.
Me too.
So the police waited for her to stop and then arrested her. Mm-hmm. She's facing several charges now, including felony robbery and attempted theft.
But her breath smells great.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. This next laser story is out of Montreal. There's a Chinese restaurant called Aunt Dai, and it's going viral after someone tweeted photos from their menu.
Okay. Tasty.
The thing is, it's not for their delicious dinner options. It's because the restaurant owner writes his honest, unedited opinion underneath each one of the dishes.
Oh my God.
Stuff is about to go down.
I love this because I am the person that's always like, what do you think? What should I order? And my husband's always like, Brooke, they're going to tell you everything is great.
What are they supposed to say?
No, that item actually sucks.
Yeah.
And like, maybe someday they'll let me know.
Well, for example, on one of the pork stir fry dishes, he says, if he's being honest, it does not meet his high expectations.
See?
Okay.
This is what I need. All every right. restaurant to do this.
He also says the orange beef, quote, is not that good.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of North American Chinese food, but I make it because I know it sells.
He's just being honest.
Valid. See?
On his beef satay, he writes, this one is very popular. I still haven't tasted it. Looks like I should spend more time eating in my own restaurant. It doesn't sound like he likes any of the food
right?
that he sells.
It is true. It's all just like your generic food you'd find in any place.
But you want to go there now, don't you?
Yeah. Now I want to try his okay mediocre steak.
Now that his menu's going viral, the owner says he's happy because it's very, very good for our business. We don't want customers to come with high expectations and then feel disappointed.
See?
Most literal
owner
ever.
Lower the bar. Everybody's happy.
This next laser story is out of Chicago. There's a 22-year-old guy named Elliot Scott, and last week he stole a truck from a towing company. But while he was driving away, he called 911 to report a crime because the person he stole the truck from pulled a gun on him.
Oh, whoa. Not nice.
The cops already had the GPS coordinates of the truck, so they showed up shortly after the call, and they arrested Elliot for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, theft, and driving on a suspended license.
Good.
I'm guessing with the guy with the gun didn't get anything.
Well, yeah, as far as we know, the truck's owner, who's the guy that pulled the gun, hasn't been arrested, but interestingly enough, the judge handling the case did have to release Elliot, saying he did not use a weapon during this matter. He called the police, apparently upon himself, so there's nothing I can do.
So they didn't charge him with anything?
Well, he called the cops kind of on himself.
So you just have to call the cops on yourself.
So that's
you're
all
good.
You have to do is you turn yourself. I don't think that works like that.
Karma, bro.
Karma,
yeah.
Well, afterwards,
Alexis is going to be out committing all sorts of crimes.
Oh, yeah. This is really good now.
Afterwards, one local news reporter commented saying, it's probably not a good idea to call the cops to report a crime when you're in the middle of committing a different crime. This next laser story is out of Survey World. A new survey asked people what foods and drinks put them in a good mood and what foods and drinks put them in a bad mood.
My first thought, macaroni and cheese.
That's
good
a good mood.
Mood.
Surprisingly, the top thing that leaves people feeling most unhappy is a donut.
No! Yeah!
Because it comes with a lot of regret.
Yeah, you're like, you're excited to eat it, but once the deed is done, you're like, that was bad.
And that's basically true for most of the other 10 bad mood foods, where it's delicious in the moment, but you feel like garbage afterwards. Oh. They're burgers, candy, pizza, cake, white bread, and chips.
Get in my belly!
It's so true.
I don't really have that much guilt anymore.
When you do it every day, it's like, this is my diet. Okay.
No, just every once in a while, you know? You need that.
Yeah, there was a slice of tomato on that burger.
Yeah, totally.
It's healthy.
It's like a salad.
Soda, energy drinks, and alcohol also made the bad mood list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all that sugar, even in alcohol.
I don't know,
man.
But alcohol puts you in a pretty good mood.
Yeah,
it does, but when you're hungover, it's like never.
But then you made some really questionable decisions on the alcohol, and then next thing you know.
How are you supposed to have stories when you get older if you don't drink? What?
Some people are just nice. Some people are just nice and they don't need crazy stories.
Crazy stories.
No, some people are just good people, and that's all they are.
Boring.
We went to the beach. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were sober.
Yeah.
Crazy. Perk's like, whoa! Did you make that up?
Wow.
Did you make that story up?
And the 10 foods that put us in a good mood.
If you say, like, kale, based on what you've been saying before,
Brooke just is angry. Listen.
They are as follows: coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Yes, give it to me.
Grapes, berries, yogurt, eggs, salmon, oranges, apples, and melons.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes! Yes!
I would say salmon. I always feel super healthy when I eat a piece of salmon.
Who says melons? Right? Who's like,
watermelon?
Give me some melons.
I ate a bunch of melons today.
No,
I'm in a great mood.
Watermelons during summer?
Did you have that honeydew? Yes. Give me some melon.
Okay, it sounds like some people are crabby after eating candy this morning, so look out.
It's just weird. It's a weird list. Melons.
Okay.
You need to get Brooke some cake or something.
Seriously.
Thank you.
This is too much. I get that this is the list, but for the record, it does hurt me to see people dragging the good name of donuts through the gutter.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Because everybody loves donuts.
They are delicious.
Including this guy.
Oh.
I bet you didn't even know he makes his own.
Oh.
Really?
True. In fact, this is the sound of him frosting a donut right now. And I'm proud of him, and it means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again, same time.
Stop it.
On
Friday. I hate you both.